Patient name, Kaylen, spelled K-A-Y-L-E-N, last name Fountain. Date of birth, 11-24-05. Date of service, 1-9-23. This is a 17-year-old female patient. Here, with a complaint of acute onset, sore throat, and bilateral ear pain. Her symptoms all started yesterday. She doesn't really complain of a cough. She has not been running fevers, but she does have some fatigue associated with sinus pressure, the bilateral ear pressure and pain, and then the sore throat. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Vital signs, blood pressure 112 over 78, pulse 82, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 99%, allergies, no known drug allergies. Her symptoms are better with rest, worse on activities. She is not taking any medication for relief over the counter. Period. New paragraph. Current medication, none. Medical history, asthma. Surgical history, negative. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period. New paragraph. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Extraocular movements are intact and within normal limits bilaterally. Bilateral ears, they do show tympanic membrane erythema. Landmarks are not visualized. There is a minimal amount of cerumen in each canal. Oral pharyngeal area, erythematous, strawberry tongue noted. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Of special note, she does have postnasal drip visualized in the oral pharynx area. Period, new paragraph, heart, positive S1, positive S2. No murmurs, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Otitis media, acute pharyngitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin 875, BID 10 days, number 20. She used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic or call me if not improving. Period, new paragraph, next patient. Catherine Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, date of birth, 4/19/09. Date of service, 1/9/23. This is a 13-year-old female patient. Here with similar symptoms as her sister, sore throat, sinus pressure, and ear pain. She has had these symptoms for approximately 2 days. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She has not been running fevers. She does have, any activity intolerance or chest pain. Vital signs, blood pressure 104 over 73, pulse 89, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, oxygenation 99% on room air. Current weight 137, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period, new paragraph. Labs today include a strep test. It was negative. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake. She's alert. She's oriented. She's well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She cooperates through the exam very well today. Doesn't appear to be in any acute distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Left is worse than right. Once again, the canals have a minimal amount of cerumen. Landmarks are not visible, however. Oral pharyngeal area, postnasal drip identified, erythematous, mild strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, a regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, paragraph, assessment and plan, acute pharyngitis, and otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin 875, BID 10 days, number 20. Period, new paragraph. She is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and call me or return to clinic if not improving.